Sometimes it's nice to take a break from the stock market and just chill out in the metaverse with your friends. Chris is here, Jordan's here. And then a few minutes later, you get bored and you gotta figure out a way to make money here in the metaverse. I mean, it's nice in there all, but Chris has been spending a lot of time studying the metaverse and various NFT projects and applying basically the same methodology he uses for stocks to the world of NFTs, DeFi, DAOs, gaming, all the stuff. And he's found one project that he's going all in on. It's the MetaHero Universe from a group called Pixel Vault. They created a digital comic based on some CryptoPunks that they own. They're fractionalizing those punks so that anyone can buy and own a piece. And they're turning those punks into characters in a full-blown universe, the MetaHero Universe. And today on Dumb Money, he's going to reveal how he plans to invest in that universe to make money from the metaverse. We are Dumb Money.
Three friends who turned $30,000 into $30 million using nothing more than Twitter and a zero commission trading account.
The suits that work on Wall Street, they call those people the smart money. That's not us.
Our goal is to help level the playing field for everyday investors.
We are Dumb Money.
Hey there, Dave here along with Chris and Jordan. We are Dumb Money. Welcome to Dumb Money Live. If you're new here, we are all about investing and making money, and it is my job to make you take a second and smash the like button. Because we are taking a break from the stock market, at least while we're anxiously awaiting Jay Powell's press conference about 2.5 hours from now. Let us know you're here. Let YouTube know that you're paying attention. Smash the like button. Chris, Jordan, as you know, I am a huge fan of everything metaverse, but as an investor, I think that MetaHero Universe is a little overly complex and too much of a game for me personally to get into. I know that both of you have bought tokens representing planets to be able to participate in the universe's DAO and also get a mint pass that's going to let you claim Sidekick NFTs. And if our viewers are anything like I was 24 hours ago, that sentence probably makes no sense to them. So can you just start by giving a broad overview of who Pixel Vault is and what your MetaHero investment is really all about?
Yeah, and I think even before we get into Pixel Vault, I think it's important to understand that in the world of NFTs, you know, everybody's trying to capture the next blue chip, right? The next Bored Ape Yacht Club, right? Like everyone's trying to capture the next blue chip. I've been really fortunate over the past year to get in really early on almost all of the blue chip projects. Quite honestly, my best investments of 2021 were NFT projects, right? I spend about probably 35 hours a week researching NFTs. It's every day, 7 days a week for me. And I'm probably more excited about this project than I've been about any project since Bored Ape. Now, you know, I did pump Cool Cats, and I'm huge in the, I have almost $750,000 in Cool Cats. But guys, this is really special. There are only a few blue chip projects, and this is a project that's trying to take the concept of comics and superheroes and bring them into the metaverse in a universe where we can own a piece of that, right? So when you think about that, let's think about gaming, let's think about TV, let's think about film, let's think about in real life experiences, let's think about merchandise, right? How many of these shirts were sold over the past 10 years, right? Think about the amount of money made in merch. You know, all of these projects in the NFT space all have merch as a big part of their roadmap, but I can't think of a better merch concept than bringing superheroes to the metaverse. And what they're doing, Dave, you know this, they're basically creating their own, literally their own Marvel from scratch, their own universe, their own characters. They have 144 of what they call core characters. Those are already selling for over 100 ETH a piece, literally over $300,000 a piece. They have what's called generative characters, which is where they take the traits from those core characters and they mix them all up. And those are trading for about 4 ETH. They have 10,000 of those. And that's, you know, roughly $15,000, right? Almost $15,000. But that's not where my trade is.
And so basically, you see the CryptoPunk and then their comic book representation of the punk here. So I mean, yes. They've taken the pixel art and turned it into full-blown characters, and they've given each of these characters stories. And for the people who are into comics, this is revolutionary. Is that what you're?
That's correct. I have insight into the team and the team that they're building. I have faith that they are doing the right thing. One thing that's really interesting, and it's been rumored, publicly rumored, for about a month now, Pixel Vault is in the process of raising a venture capital round that is rumored to value the company at over $1 billion. That will be quite a story when it comes out. Now, that doesn't sound like Web3. Like, why are they raising VC? But let's assume they're going to raise it in the right way and still protect the IP rights of the NFT holders. Now, I already talked about the core characters and I talked about the generative characters, and it's really important that you understand how this universe comes together. And at the end of this video, we will post a link to another video that in 9 minutes will literally tell you everything you need to know about the Pixel Vault universe.
Yeah, and that video is really what helped me understand what this was all about.
Yes, but what I'm about to say
there's just so much nuance to it that
you don't need to actually know, like, you don't need to get involved in all the nuance as an investor. And that's what I love about NFTs.
You don't.
You can choose to be an active participant, or you can choose just to be an investor.
You do need to be involved with it. You need to know the nuance. You have to know what's going on, or you're going to get burned.
Don't.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't. That's BS. That is, okay, so I did not really get myself super involved in the nuance of CryptoPunks. I just knew that it was right time, right place. The NFT universe was expanding, and CryptoPunks was the first.
So that's a different story, though. You knew enough. You saw the momentum. Mm-hmm. This is a different thing. This is something where you see that there's investment, but you've actually had to engage the community you've had to dive in to figure all this stuff out. You can't just jump in blindly.
I had to dive in to figure out how I wanted to trade it, and that's what I'm about to talk about. But really, quite honestly, as soon as I saw that these guys were the leaders in comic and superhero for NFTs for the metaverse, that was it. I was sold. That's all I really need to know, right? Like obviously, there's going to be risk involved with the team, risk involved with execution. But I did most of my research to figure out how do I want to trade this? Like, there's so many different ways to buy into this, to buy into Pixel Vault, right? There's so many things that you can buy, so many different types of NFTs. Which ones had the best risk-reward profile?
But don't you have to know when you decide what you're buying, that's like picking a stock. But then you have to also, because that stock comes with these voting rights and their DAO, their decentralized autonomous organization, you have to decide, okay, I can either burn this and go down one path and get this thing, or I can stake this and go down this other path and get something else. There are decision makings and gameplay involved. And that to me takes me out of studying the stock market and into playing this game that I'm just not interested in playing.
You say playing a game, there are some elements of decision making from time to time. Like, we're talking about, like, every few months you might have to make a decision, but it's not a lot of work, quite honestly. It's not like playing a video game where you have to get on there every day and do something.
But if you don't follow it closely, are you going to be at a disadvantage if you're not following this stuff closely?
No, I don't think so at all. And I'm following it closely. But that's just because I'm obsessive about it, and I actually find it super interesting. But I don't think most of the time it matters that much. Like, a lot of people are talking about Critters. Critters is another project I'm in. I don't follow it at all. It just happens to be the first project that developed a blockchain server on Minecraft, right? Like, I'm not even on Minecraft. I don't even know what the land I bought looks like on there. The Critters, I don't even know how to play with them. I just bought them and I rent them out and I make money every day, right? This has that component.
Back to what your actual thesis is and how you're planning to monetize this.
So this is very important, and I wanted to say I'm not a financial advisor. None of us are. This is not financial advice, and I'm not just saying that. We really mean it. I want you guys to do your own homework on Pixel Vault, watch the other video, talk to people in their Discord, figure out if it's right for you. Don't invest because we're investing, but I did want to share this because I made $250,000 investment in this very specific type of NFT that Pixel Vault has. So we talked about the core heroes. Those are the ones you'll see in the movies, if and when they come out with, you know, movies and TV shows. You saw the generative heroes, which kind of live in the metaverse, and those are the things that you could theoretically play when they develop a video game. One really important thing to know is this is one of the only NFT projects that's spending possibly up to $200 million developing a AAA game that will be ported to PlayStation, potentially Xbox, potentially, right? That information is not out yet, but this will be a real game. They're developing actually a real game, not just a game that was conceived and produced over a few months. It's going to be a multi-year project. And hopefully you'll be able to use your characters in that game or get some additional credit for owning the NFTs that are playable in that game. But the game will be accessible to everyone in the world. You don't have to be own an NFT to play it. Now, they have the core characters. They have the generative characters. They also have planets. Planets are their version of land. So they have all these planets in the Pixel Vault MetaHero universe, and the planets are the same planets in our galaxy, right? Like our solar system. And they're going to start developing metaverses, starting with the planet that is closest to the sun, which is Mercury, moving out. The size of the planet determines how many shares they're splitting up that planet in terms of like shares of the planet that you can buy. So the big planets have tens and tens of thousands of shares, so lots of people can own them. The small planets like Pluto might only have 1,300 shares. So I have been purchasing planets, the cheapest planets, and here's why. They have a new product that they're going to release in a few months called Sidekick. Sidekicks will be the entry-level product to the Pixel Vault MetaHero universe. It will be the cheapest way for an ordinary person to actually get into this metaverse, right? To get into this NFT. Now, every single person that owns a planet, or for every planet that you own, you will receive a free airdrop for one Sidekick. Right, for one Sidekick. It is my thesis that once these Sidekicks are airdropped and in the community, I think they will likely trade between half an ETH and one each, right? So somewhere between, $1,500 and $4,000, right? Depending on where ETH is trading at the time. So I think that is about as good of a trade you can make, because the cheapest planets right now are only 0.25 ETH. So I'm purchasing planets at 0.25 ETH. Most of them are Jupiter. In a few months, I'll get a free airdrop Sidekick. I think the value of that Sidekick, because usually the entry level way to get into a semi blue chip project, which this is, usually heats up pretty quickly, right? So I think there's an opportunity to 2, 3, or 4x your money just with the free Sidekick airdrop. Now, on top of that, your planet will still hold some value. It will drop in value after the airdrop, because a lot of that value is based on this free Sidekick, but it will hold some value. And then even more importantly, there is a token called POW. The token POW right now can only be earned by owning one of the generative MetaHero characters. But once Sidekicks are released, those Sidekicks will also be able to be staked, and they will also drip or earn on a daily basis some of that currency, POW currency. Now, the POW currency is very important, because when Pixel Vault comes out with its game and its all of its merch, the way to actually buy that stuff is to purchase POW. So this is an in-game currency similar to V-Bucks that they have at Fortnite, except the in-game currency is not owned by the gaming company. It's owned by us, the people, right? The people that buy into the project, which is super cool. But you can't buy POW. Well, you could. You can convert ETH into POW on a secondary exchange. The only way to get POW from the company is to own one of their NFTs, which basically get POW drip to them on a minute-by-minute basis every single day. So there's value in the planets. There's value in the NFT airdrop, these Sidekicks, which I think are going to be spectacular. There's 60,000 of them, but you could actually combine them to actually level up to a more interesting or higher rarity, lower rarity, higher rarity, Sidekick. So the thought is that they'll probably end up with around 15,000-ish Sidekicks. And again, I think these Sidekicks could have a floor as high as one ETH, which is 4x what it costs to buy the cheapest planet, which gets you a Sidekick for free. And what I love about this so much is the mentality in the NFT space right now is, how much money can I make today, tomorrow, this week? People are so impatient. It's not like us in the investor space. People that are trading NFTs want to make money now, okay? So when this whole trade is based on waiting a few months for this airdrop to finally come, right? And when people actually see what these Sidekicks look like, and the fact that they can get into this spectacular universe.
It's not an airdrop, Chris. It's a, so there are two choices. You have either have to stake it, or you burn it to get the drop. right?
No. You will actually get a what's called a Mint Pass 2 sent to you for free. That will be airdropped to you. And then that Mint Pass 2 will be burned.
Burn or you stake, right? You have two choices.
Theoretically, they haven't discussed the Mint Pass 2. But we do know you'll be able to burn a Mint Pass 2, which you'll get airdropped for free, for one of these sidekicks. So for all practical purposes, with the exception of some gas fees, you'll receive the sidekicks for free. And again, it's all about arbitraging in patience, because these investors that are in these NFT projects, I'm telling you, I know this world really well, are super impatient. I did the same exact trade this summer, and you guys heard about it. I talked to you guys about it all summer long with Artifact. Artifact was another semi-blue chip project that got acquired by Nike this last fall. But I purchased a bunch of Artifact NFTs because I knew that they were coming out with a new NFT called Clone X, which was going to be the entry into their metaverse. And I would receive 3 free Clone X's for every Artifact NFT that I own airdropped to me. Well, nobody seemed to care about that because it was months away. So I spent 3.5 ETH, I think, on each of a few artifacts. Well, 5 months later, I finally got these Clone X airdropped to me. And guess how much they're selling for? 7 ETH each. I got 21 ETH worth of value on something I paid 3.5 ETH for. I talked about it all summer. No one cared to listen to me, okay? None of my friends. They all thought I was insane. And I literally made 8 times my money in 5 months. I should have bought 100 of those darn things. I actually had a friend that had 120 of them. He made like $4 million off that trade, okay? Because he knew it. He's the one that told me about it. And I see this being very similar, right? People just don't have the patience to wait because you can't. They've only released like 3 images on what these sidekicks even look like right now. People aren't talking about them yet. So if you're willing to have patience, and this is not, I'm not talking to other people, but me, I'm willing to have patience. I'm happy to wait 3 or 4 months for this trade, this NFT trade, to play out. Now, what I also like about it is, and we'll talk about this more in a future show, this is one of the projects that will be prominently partnered with Coinbase, right? That's already been publicly announced. And the Coinbase NFT marketplace is coming out in March. I believe that Pixel Vault is one of their primary partners. So they'll be promoted on Coinbase. We know that because they've already kind of come out and have said that in their town halls. They said they're working with Coinbase. That's been announced. So there's just so much going on here. I think a year from now, we'll look back and Pixel Vault MetaHero will be one of the blue chip NFT projects. And the entry point, the cheapest way to get in it, is going to be a lot more than 0.25 of an ETH. And that is my thesis. So I have almost 300 of these planets.
You're staying away from this whole comic book minting and the whole DAO burning and staking and all of this. And you're just going for the planets and the sidekicks? Is that...
That's correct. Now, when we get our side... Now, I do have some of the other stuff, but I don't want to talk about it because it's a tiny piece of my investment. 99% of my investment are these planets for sidekicks. But understand this, Dave. When we receive the sidekicks, we will need to stake the sidekicks, we believe, in order to earn our POW token. So that's the way these NFT projects work. You receive something that drips, but you have to stake it. And once you stake it, it kind of helps the stability of the project because you can't sell it while it's staked, right? So I'm so excited. I think that this POW token, if they execute well on the game, which won't be out for a few years, but that I like. You know why I like that it won't be out for a few years? Because they can't screw it up for a few years, right? And that's something that people quite don't understand. Because when you don't have a way to screw up for a couple years, then people are always going to give you the benefit of the doubt in an exciting industry sector like, right? So as long as the company does a great job building hype and momentum and excitement around this AAA game that's coming out in 2 years, then that should, I believe, keep a relatively solid floor and growth going into the release of that game. And I think POW token is going to be spectacular. I think the game will likely be very good because I've already listened to an hour and a half interview with the chief gaming engineer, and I love him. He's to really understand gaming. I just love the direction he's taking with the game. There's so many things I love about this project that I can't talk about. Dave's going to boot me off in a minute because this is going way too long.
No, you can talk about this as much as you want. This is all your episode.
Oh, okay, so I will do a Twitter Spaces, guys. So follow me at Chris Camillo very soon, no later than this weekend. I might do it today on MetaHero planets specifically and why I invested, you know, $250,000 in the floor planets.
And you're buying
again,
the shares of the planets, so you're heavily concentrated at the beginning of the planets and the end? You're just evenly distributed?
No, I have the cheapest planets I can buy. Usually it's Jupiter, but they fluctuate. Sometimes,
and since all this minting has paused, does that mean all the planets have been minted and you're now buying them in the aftermarket?
I'm buying them purely in the aftermarket on OpenSea, and I could share a link to the Open... And this is where you have to be really careful, guys, because... there's a lot of fake stuff out there. I'm actually going to post right now in the comments a link to the actual real OpenSea page. Okay, so I'll do that right this second so that you guys know should you want to buy one. I would not. I bought all of mine for between 0.22 and 0.26, essentially, right? So that's what I'm paying. I'm only buying the floors. I'm buying usually Jupiter. That's usually where you can get the cheapest floors. Right now, they're going for about 0.26, unfortunately, the high end of what I've been paying. But you could also make offers. You don't have, just because the ask is 0.26, you can see all the bids. Usually the bids are like 0.23. So usually I'll go in there, I'll convert my ETH to WEF. I don't know how to say this. WEF, W-ETH, I don't know how we'll say it.
Wrapped ETH.
Wrapped ETH, okay. And then I'll usually make a bid like in between the bid and the ask at like 0.24 or 0.245 or 0.25.
Yeah, yeah, right? It looks like the floor price is 0.259 right now.
Yeah, yeah. So usually it's Saturn or Jupiter. Usually Jupiter is the cheapest. And this is the thing. They are likely to take a snapshot starting maybe as soon as this weekend. So I only have another few days to purchase these planets before they take the snapshot. And then once they take a snapshot, all of the owners, those are the people that receive the mint passes that will be redeemable for the sidekicks. So if you buy a planet after the snapshot is taken, you won't get the sidekick. That's a really important thing to know. So if you want to get in this, if you do your own research, talk to your financial advisor and go in the Discord.
If you tell your financial advisor that you're planning to buy a share of Jupiter, they're going to kick you out of their office.
Speak to your financial advisor, please. Please speak to your financial advisor. But if
I would
you
love
to
hear
this,
that conversation. Have you spoken to your financial advisor about this?
I have spoken to the financial advisor side of my brain many times about this. And he said, go ahead. It sounds awesome. Let's do this, man. Let's do it. No, but it's really important that for anyone that wants to do this for the sidekick, you have to do it before the company takes a snapshot. We don't know when the snapshot will be, but we know it will not be before Friday. That's what they've said. They said the earliest it would be, I think Saturday. So, but they'll announce that in the Discord. So I do recommend that anybody that invests in any NFT project, follow that NFT's Twitter account. MetaHero Universe is this one, Pixel Vault as well. But also more importantly, gets in that Discord. The Pixel Vault Discord, there's a MetaHero channel, there's a general chat, and you could just search for the word planet, you could search for the word sidekick in the upper right corner of Discord, and you could see everybody talking about sidekicks or talking about planets, and it doesn't take long to ramp up your intelligence level on what's happening inside of these projects through the Discord. But guys, this is a big trade for me. I anticipate I will make $1 million off this trade. That's what I do. I anticipate I will make $1 million off of it. This might be my highest conviction NFT trade that I've ever made. More high conviction than BAYC, believe it or not. More high conviction than CryptoPunks, because those were ideas that were brought to me by others. I trusted them. I kind of saw where the market was moving. I saw it expanding. And I said, you know what? It's worth the risk reward. This is one that I have just gone deep on in terms of my own research. I understand who the team is. They've had some bumps in the road. Most recently, an affiliation with a co-founder, Beanie, who was surfaced to be, you know, for lack of better words, supposedly a bad character for doing some things that were supposedly unethical. I won't get involved with that, whether it was or wasn't. I'm not getting involved with that conversation. It's a very, very controversial conversation. But the company has come out and basically said that he is no longer affiliated with the new entity, that there's a new company. He's no longer affiliated. They actually purchased all of his NFTs back from him. So he has nothing to do with the project. They've done an outstanding job managing that potential PR disaster. And I just watching a company that's this young, like literally 10 months old, go through a disaster like that and come out the other side and everyone being like, this is great. They got hit. The pricing got hit for a couple days, came right back. That's a huge learning lesson. Knowing that these guys are likely to close on a massive funding round that will be a unicorn, one of the very few unicorns in the NFT space, I think that's going to bring a lot of eyeballs to this. Knowing that they're partnered with Coinbase Marketplace, that's going to bring a lot of eyeballs to this. Knowing that they're involved with comics and superheroes, there's 30 million people in this country that are into comics and superheroes, which is insane. And this is the leading front runner to be the comic superhero Marvel of the metaverse. Like, that is just so unbelievably exciting. They're going to have the money. They have the early support. They have the credibility. They're going to have the VC support. They're going to have distribution through Coinbase and the promotion through Coinbase. And I just can't imagine the entry-level way for the regular kid or adult, to be honest, most comic fans are adults now, who wants to get into this world. There's no way that's going to be 0.25 ETH. That just seems insane to me. It seems insane. I love the risk reward. I love it. And I'm probably going to buy more between
now that ETH is so cheap, your 0.25, that's really better than I thought. So we know that you're all in. Jordan, I went scrolled back because I couldn't believe what I read in my text, that you were waiting for gas prices to go down, but as soon as they did, you were going to buy some planets.
I was bored. It was like a Saturday or something, and I'm watching Ethereum just lose value, right? And I'm just like, whatever, we'll throw some into your crazy planets. And I bought.
So how many planets did you buy?
Yeah, I waited until. So I did a 2-for-1 on the gas fee and paid $60 equivalent to get them.
So you got two?
Yeah, I've got two.
Your level of conviction on this, Jordan?
I might have four by the end of the week.
Yeah, I would love for you to have at least 20. And I'm only Jordan's financial. I can play financial advisor with Jordan and Dave because I know they won't sue me.
To me, this is my experience. It's all funny.
I am nobody else's financial advisor. I'll make that very clear. Do not buy Pixel Vault. Do not buy Metaverse because you watch this episode. What I would like you to do is go start researching it for yourself and talk to your financial advisor. if you think it's a good move for yourself, you could do that. But guys, I also would love people to poke holes in my thesis. We do have an NFT channel, I think, in dumbmoney.tv/Discord. And I would love more than anything else if people think I'm crazy or making a bad decision with my money to let me know. Poke holes in it, guys. Like, if you think that this is a mistake, I will not sue you if you guys – I know you're not my financial advisor, no matter who you are out there. Let's collaborate and share ideas on Discord. That's what this community is about, surfacing ideas, collaborating on them, vetting them, poking holes in them, playing devil's advocate, and then everybody can go off and, if need be, speak to the financial advisor and make their own decisions.
Yeah, if you guys want to be a part of the Discord community,
it's a risky space, guys. NFTs, very risky.
For sure. I'm staying away from it, not because I don't think you're going to make money, Chris. I think you will, because you are so involved in the community and you're so, like, once you latch on to something, you're going to know every single thing that happens in the MetaHero universe. You're going to be the biggest comic book nerd, and you're going to make money. I know that I have zero interest in this, and I would only be buying it like a stock, and only be buying it because you said, hey, there's this thing happening tomorrow, and because I'm on your text string, I'm going to know about things. That's the only reason I could even consider doing this for myself, and I still can't even consider doing it because I'm just so not into comic books. It's the opposite.
Can you please buy 10? I'm not either.
10 planets?
Can you please buy 10 of them? And here's why. There's actually one guy trying to sell 20. You could really save on the ETH when you convert it to wrapped ETH, and then you just buy all 20 at once because you pay literally no gas fees on that because you've already paid the gas fees to convert to wrapped ETH. That's the best way to do it. There's a guy right there trying to sell 20 of these things right now, I think, for like 0.27 or something like that. Anyway, can you buy it? Because that way you'll be less annoyed at me when I'm talking about this for the next year.
I'm going to be annoyed every time. Every time you bring this up, I'm going to be annoyed. Don't worry.
I'm going to be annoyed every time you talk about it.
I promise I will tell you if anything happens.
Can I just put my planets into your account so that you can manage them for me? Because I don't want to worry about staking and burning and figuring out where who lives on my planet and build. I don't want to have to build a condo on Pluto. I mean, it's just. You know that when I own some land on Pluto, they're going to come out with a way for me to spend more money, right? You know that. And I'm just not interested in building a condo on Pluto yet. I mean, as soon as you'll join me in one of our virtual meetups, I'm all in. But I'm not doing this yet.
Oh my gosh. All right. I know I want to do a tease for next week. And I know we have a lot of equity, social arb, stock market episodes between now and when we're going to do this next episode. But I do have another NFT. It's not even an NFT episode. Well, it kind of is. Kind of is, actually, but kind of not.
Chris, it's an NFT episode. But which is fine, because I know that people like NFTs and like hearing what you're investing in. So I'm all for doing episodes that people like to see. I just also want to be interested myself.
But Dave, this one is really important next week, because this one is, I think, there is potentially a new meme coin. And this is not, I'm not talking about Lit. We all have a tiny bit of money in Lit. All of us have a tiny little money. We thought that would be potentially a meme coin. It did great. Now it's not doing as great. I actually sold some of mine, but I still have a little bit. But this is a new meme coin. Not a meme coin, but it's a coin that I think has all the elements to be the next mega large meme coin token. I think this thing could be as big or bigger than Doge got. I think this is the most exciting thing to happen to the meme coin sector since Doge. I am studying it daily. I'm making my moves. I want to talk about it at some point next week because it's very accessible to any. You don't have to have an NFT to get this, but there is a way to get in early if you do have an NFT. So we'll talk about that.
Lit, you got me into that. But I would have never known that I needed to go on to something and like create a thing. And I didn't know that I was whitelisted unless I'm following them on Twitter. And I'm retired, Chris. I'm retired.
This one you won't need to worry about like that. I honestly think this is a big enough opportunity, this next one, where both you guys really need to pay attention.
Dave, do you still have your Lit?
Yeah, I don't know what to do with it.
I still have my minimum amount. I have the 2 million Lit so that I can get my airdrops, my free airdrops whenever they have them. Because, you know, Lit's all about like doing these crazy airdrops every month or two. So
I have 2 million Lit in two different wallets, so 4 million Lit total.
I do. I have 4 million. I have 2 million.
You've still doubled your money in Lit.
I don't even know. Can you even sell Lit? Does anyone want it?
Yeah, so I had 50 million Lit, just so you know, and I sold all of it except for what I have left. So I actually made a crazy amount of money on Lit. Crazy amount of money, okay, on Lit. I sold all of it in the 30s and 20s. I don't know, 0.000 20s and 30s. It's down to like 0.009 now. I still think the airdrops are going to be super cool. So there's no way I'm selling my 2 million, my 4 million.
By the way, when you had that much Lit, how long did it take you to go and claim your De Niro NFTs? Right,
I did. Because
it took me figure it out. I know. Oh, you only got two of them.
Yeah. I didn't get more. You don't get more stuff for having more Lit. You just have 2 million.
Because you didn't have it broken into a bunch of different accounts.
Correct. If I would have gotten, that would have been the move. And that's why, Dave, I came down to 2 million in each wallet, because the majority of value you get are those air. If you get those airdrops and actually would have sold them. Because they were worth a lot when they first came out, and then they kind of drifted down. But I'm going to keep it for airdrops. But I am this one next week, though, guys.
Just keep me posted on when I need to do something, because I'm not following Lit.
I will, and I promise if you just buy 20 planets right now, I will keep you informed. There's very little.
How expensive is that? How much are 20 planets?
Well, each one would be 0.25, so it would be like 5 ETH.
0.25.
5.5.
Okay.
A little over 5.
Five, and that's what's ETH worth now? I'm just gonna estimate.
All right, people
in my mind, it's worth 4,000 still. So that's right too. I'm still thinking of ETH being worth 4,000 because that's what it's worth in my mind.
Like
if I'm
grand.
Selling ETH now,
spend 5 or 6.
I'm losing the opportunity cost on ETH, and so that's a $20,000 investment that I don't know.
After the episode, Dave, guys, if you want to ask questions, we'll spend 5 minutes. Ask us questions, NFT related questions. Or I'm sorry, people are complaining because we don't respond to their questions.
You're doing a whole Twitter stage, right?
I will. But if there's one or two questions that are super important, you know, maybe we'll get to them right quick.
Do you want to filter for the question mark under my questions here? What is the point of this if they aren't taking questions? There's your first question, Chris.
Okay.
I don't know what OMI is. Is that a token?
How many
of some
planets
sort?
Do I have? I have about 275 planets right now. And I'm hoping to end up with 300 by end of day Friday. That's my goal. But I'm not. Here's the thing. I won't overpay. So, like, if the planets go up to, like, 0.29, 0.3. Last week, they were at 0.34. I was like, I'll just wait. If they don't go back, I won't pay more than, like, 0.25, 0.26-ish, 0.27. I'll pay 0.27 if I have to. Can you make a video about... No, I don't know.
Well, the question here is, I doubt that every planet gets you a sidekick. What would the supply
it does.
Be? So how
it
many?
Does.
But how
it
many
does.
Sidekicks does that make then?
If you they're have going
a
to have
single share of a planet, I don't know. Single
I
token
already discussed
of a planet.
It. They're going to have roughly 60,000 sidekicks. But most people, once they get their Mint Pass 2, which is what you'll get for owning a planet, will use like multiple Mint Pass 2s to level up. That they came out and said that we'll be able to level up. We don't know how much we'll be able to level up. But a lot of people will spend, you know, 3, 4, 5 mint passes to get a better, more rare sidekick. So we'll end up, the rumor is we'll end up with around 15,000 sidekicks in total. But theoretically, we could have 60,000, but we won't because people will level up and use multiple mint pass twos for more rare sidekicks.
So several people had the question, are these minted already? And I believe...
Nope. Yeah.
Wait,
nope,
no, they're not all planets are.
The planets are all minted. The ones that you're talking about buying, right?
Yes. The
and so you're now buying them on OpenSea.
The planets are minted. There are actually a lot of planets in reserve that haven't been minted yet, but there's a floor, and what the mint price is way higher than what they're trading at now. So, and as a community, we get to vote on whether we want them to be minted again, I believe, ever again. So we'll as part of the DAO. But that's not really important. It's just not really important. I'm buying this for the sidekick.
Okay, so it looks like someone's sending us money now to ask a question. I have to find that question now.
No, I'm looking at it, guys. I don't know anything about Wild Bunch. Here's the thing: I do not like talking about projects that I do not know well. Like I know a handful of projects really well. I know Cool Cats really well. By the way, Cool Pets on Friday. This is, I think, the easiest risk reward in NFT this week. Trying to mint a cool pet on Friday. There's only 1,500 to be minted at 0.5 ETH. I think they'll immediately be worth 2 ETH. If there's not a huge gas war, they'll probably sell out in a few seconds. But why not try, right? Why not try to mint a cool pet on Friday? Maybe you get lucky and you get to mint one at half an ETH. And if you don't want to be in the ecosystem, you could flip it for roughly, I imagine it will be. To me, that seems like a really low risk reward. Again, I'm not a financial advisor, do your own homework, but that's my thesis on cool pets on Friday.
Okay, and you also mentioned critters, and Moneyball Nick wants to know how much money you're making percentage-wise by renting out your critters.
Yes, so I have 13 critters. They cost me about 1.4 ETH each, so that's about... I don't know. What is that, Dave? Is that 15 ETH, which is about, what is that, $50,000 in critters, roughly? And I'm making on my critters, I think I'm making about, well, the price of block, which is the in-game currency, is way down right now. So I'm probably only making like $250 a day. But that's still, what's $250 a day on $50,000? Half of 1% a day. So I'm making 1% every other day. It's not as much as I was 1% making.
1% every other day. 1% a day is good.
No, no, no.
Does that compound?
Half of 1% a day.
Oh, half,
half
a percent?
Of 1%.
Half a percent a day. That's more than a bank will pay you an entire year.
I know. I know. But Dave, I was making 1.6% a day 3 weeks ago on Critters, 3, 4 weeks ago. So you know, we'll see. I actually think the Critters, they've had some issues with the servers. They've had some major tech issues. They've resolved. They're doing a great job, I think, resolving them. This is so early, guys. It's risky. It's early. It's risky. But I do like Critters because it's attached to one of the biggest games in the world, which is Minecraft. And so, I love that trade.
Brian wants to know if I've gotten my hoverboard or DeLorean NFT on Vive. Is it Vive or VV? I never know. I've heard it's both ways.
Yeah,
if you do, use the AR, you'll love it. This is when I have to bring out the old mailbag. This arrived from Brazil. One of the people who's edited content on the Hey There Dave Here channel sent me this. It took forever to make it through the mail, and he actually had to send it twice. But look what I just got. This is the DeLorean time machine from Back to the Future. And it's not even an NFT, but it is in real 3D. It looks so much more real than putting headsets on. But I do want to get the Back to the Future merch from that VV thing, because I think that's, you know, for me, if I were going to have my digital space and be able to put some random pixels in it, I would like to have it be a DeLorean and or a flux capacitor, if that's available.
Did you just buy that yourself? You just found that somewhere?
No, I said, Arthur, my editor on Hey There Dave Here, who edited a bunch of those Be In The Know things for me, he sent that to me. It's like a Christmas present, but it took that long to get here from Brazil.
That's super cool.
So thank you, Arthur.
I was just talking about, someone's asking about Solana projects. Guys, I'm not a Solana expert, but I'm in a chat group, and that's what we were talking about right before the show. And yeah, there are a bunch of really good Solana projects. I think Solana NFTs are super interesting, but I don't want to talk about them because I just don't personally, you know, I don't know.
Same thing with sports NFTs. Leon does know a lot about them.
Leon's your guy for Solana NFTs. He's in Discord all the time. Dave, that NFT project I talked about the other day, though, we won't talk about it right now. But
which one?
How great was that? The one that I want to do. Like the big one.
Oh, yes. Chris has an NFT project that he wants to be behind. Silently. I mean, you're a YouTuber. You should actually just promote it yourself.
Gosh.
But you wanted to silently
do
it.
I think it could be. I think it could be groundbreaking.
I agree.
This summer, it depends. Like,
do you have any sports NFTs? We haven't been avoiding the question. We've just been randomly. I don't have any sports NFTs.
I don't really. I'm not in the sport NFT space. Sports NFT. It's just honestly not my thing. I have an Adidas NFT, but it's like I'm not super into it. I think it's cool. I think there's some utility there. But I only have one. Right. When I get into a project heavy, I go nuts on it. I went nuts on Cool Cats. I went nuts on some of these others, on CryptoPunks even.
Have you looked at wallets? Or is there anyone who owns more planets than you do, other than the founders of the project?
I'm sure there are more. Yes, I know there are for a fact. There are a few. And by the way, remember World of Women, guys? Remember my World of Women piece? That World of Women was one of the biggest projects I got into. I got into World of Women at like 0.5 ETH. I had like almost 30 of them at one point. Those things are at 80th floor now. 80th floor. And my I have one, the floor on the tier level is like 100 ETH, basically, close to 100 ETH. It's absolutely insane. So I have done a really good job, I think, this last year, handpicking projects that I thought had blue chip potential, because that's honestly all I care about here, is trying to get in front of blue chip projects. And whether it was World of Women, Cool Cats, CryptoPunks, Bored Ape, this is the next one for me, guys. It's Pixel Vault MetaHero. I'm all in. And I'm not done yet. I'm buying more.
Do you know what I just discovered?
V-Friends. I don't have V-Friends yet.
I had the Tesla earnings on the wrong day on my calendar. Their earnings are actually today after hours.
Who is this?
I can't do a show today, dude.
Tesla?
I can't do another show.
Yeah, today at 4:30 Central, 5:30 Eastern time.
They're up like 4.5% right now.
Yeah, they're moving.
I
remember when you could buy them under 900 like 2 days ago. They're going to be $1,000 by the end of the day.
Guys, I hope Tesla does great. because ultimately that's only going to help my Lithium America, which was yesterday's show. Guys, if you didn't see Lithium America, LAC, our show yesterday, the one stock we're buying during this crash, definitely see that. You know what I bought today, guys? Actually, I bought another one. I bought another stock today. I had sold my Bitcoin ETF because that was just super annoying. I never wanted to own that ETF. I just want to own Bitcoin, right, if I'm owning Bitcoin.
Yeah.
But I did buy, I wanted to have some exposure crypto in my primary equity portfolio. I bought some Mara, the crypto mining company. It's like, you know, those things, they're down 75% during the crypto crash. It's the easiest way to, like, I think, just trade crypto without actually trading crypto in an equity account. Just those miners.
Yeah, them or and Mara, Coinbase, right?
What?
Either them or Coinbase.
Coinbase. I bought more Coinbase today. I did buy more Coinbase today too. I lied.
Did you?
I had two things today. I
bought
Coinbase.
What else have you bought?
That's it. I am hoping that Coinbase does not go up though. Now I don't want Coinbase to go up anymore. I want to chill out for a few more weeks so I could put on my big move that we will do a designated episode on in a couple weeks. Our Coinbase trade, the big Coinbase trade. I need Coinbase to stay down for a while longer.
It's still down compared to the market.
I know, but I want it down as low as possible prior to the launch of their NFT marketplace. So, all right, guys. Azuki. Yeah, Azuki is an insane project. I have a really cool Azuki. If anyone wants to take a look at my portfolio, I don't have my Grail NFTs in this portfolio because I have them on a different wallet, a cold storage, but Camillo.eth, anybody can check out what I own at Camillo.eth. Just go to Camillo.eth and you can see all of my normal NFTs, not the really crazy ones that I keep in cold storage.
Well, when I go to Camillo.eth, it does a Google search. How do I actually go to that?
You have to, well, it's the address. If you go to OpenSea,
okay.
I think if you go to OpenSea and put in Camillo.eth, it should take you there.
Because you've renamed yourself Camillo.eth on Twitter, and so I was just getting your Twitter results.
Oh. Yeah, that's an annoying thing that us NFT people do.
All right, here is Camillo.eth. What is this? The soup duck?
Those were awesome. Yeah, I actually sell those bio pills.
You're buying random pills?
I'm buying them. I'm selling
and what is that ugly
pills.
Thing? Dead fellas?
Dead fellas. Let me tell you about Dead Fellas. Dead Fellas, they were trading at like 0.5 ETH a few weeks ago. Now they're at 3.5 ETH. I think they'll be a big, big partner of Coinbase. There's my Adidas. There's my Clone X house. I actually did sell a ton of NFTs last night because I'm preparing myself for another big move I haven't even talked about in this episode. I don't want to talk about yet, but I need a lot of ETH to do it. So, but I still have a bunch on.
You have a lot of random stuff.
There's my wizard. That's for sale for 45 ETH. If someone wants a wizard, make me an offer. I'd be willing to take a lower price on that wizard if the right offer came in.
I mean, look at this. I was going slow because
my atom bomb. There's my show my atom. That's a sweet atom bomb. The green apple right there. Oh, there's my Azuki. You right? Oh no, that's not my Azuki. Wait,
I see a slim hood.
Asian mark. Wait, what is? That's my capsule house. Excuse me, that's my capsule house. Oh, now we're getting all the Wolf Game stuff, which I have been selling. So I have a lot of Wolf Game stuff still, but I'm in the process of slowly getting out of some of my stuff. Oh, there was my... Go up, Dave.
Here's some World of Women.
No, yeah, there's my
and there's some wrapped right moon there. Cats. Why do you have wrapped moon cats?
What oh, moon cats are like the cat? OG. Then I have a bunch of crypto chicks, and I have one crypto chick, not a crypto chicks, one original, one of 200 OG crypto chick. I bought her for 1.2 ETH a week and a half ago. She's already at 9 ETH floor now. I'll show you when you get to her. Where is she? That's a cool crypto, though. And now we're getting into some of my, obviously, my cool cats. You'll see my Hello Kitty cool cat, which is there's my Hello Kitty cool cat on the left. She's awesome. Proud of that one.
You're proud of that one?
And that guy. There's my kennel club. He's my matching kennel club.
Wait, did you
Ford
buy,
eight,
like, a personal
matches
yearbook?
My cheetah
what
eight.
Is this thing?
Who are these people?
Someone must have sent that to me. Oh no, that's the this is the new airdrop we got from Lit. 4 hours of fun.
I didn't get it. Does it just show up, or do I have to request it?
I think it just showed up. I didn't have it.
Somebody said earlier on the show that they just shipped out today.
So I don't need to go mint it or anything? It just shows up?
No. That was just like a bonus drop, too. So I'm not expecting much out of that one. What else we got? There's my De Niro.
What's that worth, zero?
Oh, there's the crypto chick. That's the crypto chick that I just bought a week and a half ago for 1.2. I think that floors at like between 7 and 9 right now, which is insane. Everyone wants those OG projects. By the way, you see that right there? I can't lose my mind. His name, that was one of the first NFTs I ever bought. Still have it.
You bought this for 7 ETH?
That was my artifact. That was one of my artifacts, and I got 3 clone X's for that, Dave. That was the second artifact I bought. I think the first one was 3.5 ETH. And I bought that one for 7 ETH. Dave, I ended up getting
all in. What is your portfolio of pixels worth?
I don't want to talk about the total portfolio value.
Does OpenSea calculate that somehow? Because I'm very curious.
I don't even know. I'm constantly trading. Oh, Boss Beauties. Remember when I sent you guys that text on Boss Beauties? They were at 0.15 ETH. You know what the floor is now, right? 1.6, I think. 1.5, 1.6 in that range. Easy 10x your money. And well, how long was that?
Well,
guys?
You have these listed. You have these listed for best offer of 1.0.
No. I don't have them listed. Those are just offers. There's bots that make offers. Yeah.
You have a lot of them.
All those are all 10x. 10x in 2 months. That's a 10. You know, we're sitting here looking at the stock market, guys, talking about how we can squeeze out 10% gains. 10x in 2 months. Those are World of Women. Those have all 15x, 20x. So many 10, 15x things in here. I don't even know how to find my dumb money vault, actually. I found it the other day.
Oh, there it is. Stumbled upon it.
So you can see there's your board eight. That atom bomb is super special right there. That's, I think, the second rarest atom bomb. She's the OG Madam Bomb. There's my ape. My Cheetah 8. There's my mutant Cheetah 8. There's the one of my 3 CryptoPunks that I did not sell yet. And then those are my 2 Grail World of Women. That one on the left, I think I can get 100 ETH for right now or more. The one in the middle is probably a 20 plus ETH. And then my Gutter Cat's making a big comeback. I think they're going to be a partner with Coinbase. And I was thinking about picking up some more Gutter Cats because they have a token that's a super interesting project, I think, has really been overlooked. So I don't even know. What's the floor on Gutter Cats right now, Dave?
6.5.
Oh, man. I don't know. Maybe I won't be getting more Gutter Cats. That's insane.
But, I mean, this one looks very much like your actual cat.
Yeah, I might need to buy that one. I love Gutter Cat. I almost bought like 10 of them back in the day. I was like, I don't think people are going to appreciate these like I appreciate them. And sure enough, here they are, 6.5 ETH. I mean, how much did I pay for my Gutter Cat back then?
I just don't think people are appreciating them. I think people see it as a way to make money, right? And so there's
No, Jordan, that's what people don't get. That's what you're not getting. Gutter Cat is... These are certain NFT projects, Jordan, are evolving into full enterprises. Like, we're talking about full ecosystems with games.
Hold on. They say they're full ecosystems, but are they full systems?
They are developing their early stage companies. There are a handful of projects, call them the blue chips and semi-blue chips, that are now raising massive amounts. Jordan, they're raising hundreds of millions of dollars from the top VCs in the world to develop AAA gaming assets, all right, to develop huge global merch partnerships. They're going to be selling products at, mark my words, it's not going to be long before you see Cool Cats at every Target and Walmart in the world, okay? Like, I'm telling you, dude, this is changing so quickly, this landscape. You're still thinking of it as a bunch of art projects that people got lucky and now they're just aping into them. They're trying to trade them for money. And to some extent, that piece still lives, okay, in a lot of these projects.
No, I do realize that it's become like part of pop culture and that they're going to build brands around these. I'm not an idiot.
Correct.
I just don't appreciate the
art. Let me put it this way. Hello Kitty, for example. What was that more than someone initially making a drawing one day, right? Then developed into Hello Kitty, right? So the Hello Kitty of the future that might have its own game, its own movie, its own TV show, its own merch, stores around the world, is going to be Cool Cats, okay? And it's going to be
Disney
owned
was
by...
just a couple drawings at one point.
Disney was... Yeah. I'm
the
telling you guys...
The difference is there are kids that are in the Cool Cats. Isn't it like it's everybody's...
It's a bunch of 50-year-old men
plus, right?
Milking their cats.
Okay, Jordan, it's like day one. So in day one, it wasn't a kid that drew Disney. It was
Disney that drew it, right?
But
it wasn't like 25-year-olds in their basement being like, oh, yeah, I got like the...
Well, actually, Jordan,
had,
the majority
like,
of these purchases these days,
Kitty,
the majority of people that are the majority of people that are going into Build-A-Bear and buying Animal Crossing Build-A-Bears, I don't want to say the majority, a lot of them are adults, okay? They're 20-something-year-old
now,
people.
Now, because they have nostalgia over when they were a kid, right? And so
they play these games now. How old do you think the average gamer is, Jordan? They're not 8 years old anymore. Dude,
well, I
gaming
know, but they're
is...
not the ones that are in... They're the ones that are into Cool Cats, not the kids. The current kids aren't into Cool Cats.
Well,
so it's not
first of all, they don't know about them. They don't know about them yet.
Years.
Do you know how kids get into stuff, Jordan? Somebody makes a TV show and they put it in front of their face and then they like it, right? So, like, as soon as there's a Cool Cats TV show one day, or Roboto's is doing a TV show, right? No kid knows what Roboto's are, but when the Roboto's show comes out on Nickelodeon, then the kids will like the Roboto's, right? So, like, kids don't, like, discover things through NFT projects. They have stuff pushed to their face because they see it at Target or Walmart, and there's a TV show on the Disney Channel, and then they hear a nice song, and then they like it, right?
Question, why are we only talking about OpenSea? Why don't we cover Wax? It's the number one gaming chain and great IP such as Funko that you guys cover way back.
I don't like Wax personally, but I mean I don't have an issue with it. It's just I am not on Wax. I don't transact on Wax. I think Looks Rare is a Web3 version of OpenSea that's doing incredibly well. I actually have a lot of money staked there, and I'm making. Dave, do you know what Looks Rare? Go ahead, Looks Rare. Do you know what Looks Rare is paying in annually on your staked Looks Rare coins? 650% right now. It's insane. Now the whole thing could fall apart when Coinbase Marketplace comes out, but I think Looks Rare is kind of interesting, and I don't know how much longer I'll stay in it. But it was one of those free airdrops that they airdrop to everyone, and then you either decide to take your money out or put it in. I initially pulled my money out, then I put a ton of money in.
So how does this work? This is basically a staking community. You could stake
Okay, so Dave, what it is? It's an OpenSea that is owned by the people. So basically, it's a Web3 OpenSea. So every time someone transacts, instead of the money going to Coinbase, or instead of the transaction fee going to OpenSea, the transaction fees get split amongst all the people that are invested in Looks Rare through Looks tokens. So I have $40,000 of Looks tokens. I stake those tokens. And when someone decides to sell or purchase an NFT, not through OpenSea, but through Looks Rare, that 2.5% transaction fee goes to a pool of people in Looks Rare, including a bigger chunk goes to the person that actually transacted in Looks Rare if they have money staked, and everybody else gets a piece of it. That's how Web3 works. It's really wild. And so because of that, in all these Discords, everybody is pushing their listing saying, hey, buy it on Looks Rare. We'll actually sell it cheaper on Looks Rare than we would sell it on OpenSea, right? So listen, we'll see if this whole social experiment with Web3, where it works and where it doesn't work, I have no idea. But Looks Rare is like one of these real businesses, right? They're an actual marketplace totally built on top of Web3, where we can stake the coin and essentially split the profits. So that's how they're able to give 650% annualized returns a year on your staked Looks token. Then as long as they continue, and I'm monitoring the growth of Looks Rare through web traffic, and it looks like they are holding their growth. Hopefully they can continue to kind of grow this next year with Coinbase Marketplace as a huge competitor. And that would be the one big, I think, concern is, can they survive the Coinbase Marketplace launch? I think they probably can, but time will tell.
All right, I'm just buying NFTs left and right now.
Get you some planets, man. You only have a few days left to get planets for the to qualify for the snapshot for sidekicks. So, Dave, I would love for you to buy 20 planets. I think you're going to want to own 20. Jordan, I think you want to own 20.
Or I could buy this, 10. And it's a one-to-one scale, and I could put my goggles on, and I could drive in my DeLorean.
But can you drive it?
I don't know.
I would be totally fine with you buying that, Dave, and then I can hang out in that with you and talk about my NFTs, my metaverse.
How much is that link?
I think we should do all of our future NFT shows on YouTube VR and do it having goggles on with our little avatars floating in space.
You had those.
Can we do that? I don't even know how that works.
Dave, when did you get a Oculus?
I got it this morning. Because I wanted to put it on for the beginning of the show.
Did you really? You bought it for the show?
Yeah.
Have you?
It's
actually
now a it's now a tax write off. I went through the setup process this morning and drew a little perimeter and just explored some apps and that's it.
I'll tell you what apps to go. We have one, and you know my brother lives in this VR world like 40 hours a week. So I'll tell you what apps you got to try out.
All right.
It's pretty incredible. That's awesome. We got to get a dumb money. Gotta build dumb money in the metaverse somewhere in the
VR.
We
should. It'd be so much better than doing this in flat two dimensions.
I agree. And someone says, is there any way to get cool cats with only a few thousand? Well, the only way to get into the cool cat universe at that level is if you get lucky on Friday and are able to mint for half an ETH a cool pet. There's 20,000 cool pets, but 18,500 already spoken for between cool cat owners and whitelisted people, right? So if you get really lucky on Friday and are able to mint a cool pet for half an ETH, that's the most exciting thing going on this entire week. And then Cool Cats is going to initiate milking this next week, meaning that the only way to get milk is
I'm minting my own milking cat NFT. That was a suggestion by TG.
Yeah, milk will be the token of the Cool Cat universe and Cool Cat game. You either own a cool cat, which generates milk automatically, or you own or rent a cool pet, and you play with that cool pet in the Cool Cat's game, and you could earn milk by doing quests. Okay, so those are the only two ways to earn milk. I'm really excited for Friday. I love the cats. I love the cats. Cool Cats, cool pet minting is on Friday.
And as far as the question, what stage of the NFT bubble are we in? I think we're just getting started. This thing is going to pump up before it completely implodes.
I think
that's my personal thought.
Implosion.
It could implode way sooner, but I'm thinking it's going to take a while to implode.
I think the bubbles just move around, right? They move around to different projects, right? And then...
Each one of them gets to implode on its own timeline.
You cannot have something this revolutionary happen, period, without going through a boom and bust cycle. It must happen. It will happen. My thesis, and I hope I'm right, is that whenever it happens, the industry shortly after will consolidate around quality blue chip projects. So I think at some point, 95% of these NFTs, kind of like the alt crypto coin boom, remember that one? I think these things, the ones that haven't been able to get enough traction, the ones that haven't been able to build their communities properly, the ones that aren't actually executing on their roadmaps, I think they're all going to implode. And then all those people, I don't think they're gonna leave the NFT space. It's going to be just like the 99 internet boom and bust, where 99% of companies went away, and the few that survived kind of collected all the people and all the interests and all the money, right? And that's how we have the Amazons of today. So I'm trying to get ahead of that by picking the next blue chips by looking at the semi blue chips. These are, Cool Cats is not a blue chip yet, and neither is Pixelmon.
But you're specifically digging into basically the startup world of NFTs rather than going with the existing blue chips, because I keep seeing questions about why are you not into WAX? Is it just you've seen something you don't like, or is it that you've researched it and it's just not for you? Because like these are all the brands that are on there, and those have an existing community where you're apparently more into brands that are developing their own community outside of existing IP.
I think,
right?
Yeah. So if we look back at any kind of, you know, evolution or revolution in terms of a dynamic shift in culture or productization, whether it was the internet boom, was it Barnes and Noble that ended up winning the online book game, or was it an entirely new thing, Amazon, right? Was it, if you look at all the segments, was it like when you look at these segments, it's just a different way of thinking. It's the same reason why incumbents always lose to startups and they have to either acquire those startups, right? It's just they're not capable of fully immersing themselves in Web3 in the right ways. And most of what I've seen from existing brands trying to dip their feet into the NFT space has been a complete failure. And I think Nike got it right. Nike said, you know what? They looked at the space. They're smart. Nike knows what the hell they're doing. They bought Artifact. They bought it. They bought Artifact and CloneX. And they're going to let that thing build and build and build separate from Nike. And they realize that they can't just do it themselves. Look at what Adidas is doing. Adidas is making really big moves, but it's not just through Adidas. They're doing partnerships, and they're allowing independent projects like Pixel Vault, right, to actually thrive by doing interesting concepts that will bridge Adidas' team with them. I don't want to knock Wax or anything because I don't know enough about it. I'm not really super involved in Wax projects. I hated what Funko did. I think Funko did a terrible job. You know, I was the biggest Funko bull in the world. So, like, I think it's really important to be transparent and to realize when you have a thesis that doesn't work out. My thesis on Funko was that they were going to dominate the NFT space when it came to existing brands. And I just, they couldn't get the right contracts with the right brands. It was really, really just not smooth, the process that they had for releasing these NFTs. And I'm out, right? So I just see how these newer kind of ground up startup NFT projects operate relative to the existing brands that are putting a few people on their team and outsourcing this stuff. It's just two totally different things, guys. I don't think the future of Hello Kitty is a digital Hello Kitty. I think it's Cool Cats, right? I don't think, by the way, if you look at Neopets was monstrously big for 20 years. They tried to get into the NFT game with Neopets. They failed. Cool Cats is going to replicate what Neopets was doing, but in the metaverse, I think they'll win because they know what they're doing, right? It's a Web3 first mentality that you'll just never have when you're an incumbent brand.
And that, there's something to that. But you can't get back to the future, except for through Vivi.
I think that stuff all has a place, right? I think.
And
all
Wolverine, the shirt you're wearing right now, that's going to be licensed to a platform.
Of course it will. And I don't think the success is mutually exclusive. I think Marvel can do awesome things in the metaverse. I don't think if Pixel Vault is successful, it doesn't mean that Marvel won't be successful when they make their moves. I think there's more opportunity in the pure kind of Web3 startup NFT picks, right? I just think there's more opportunity there. So that's all.
Yeah, the same way that a startup company could have the 100 times payoff, where investing in a dividend stock is going to have a 3% payoff, right?
Yeah. But by the way, someone just asked, what do I look for when I look at an NFT project? That's an awesome question. I look for something that's misunderstood or not being fully appreciated by the rest of the market. The same thing we look for when we trade equities, right? So I look for differentiation. A lot of times what's misunderstood is a project that takes a different path, okay? So if you look at Pixel Vault, for example, it's pretty complex. It's like this huge metaverse with planets and you know, mint passes, and they have generative heroes. But listen, people that are in this world of superheroes and comics, they're okay with that. They actually like having kind of deep lore, deep backstory into why all of this stuff even exists. Like, what's the backstory behind each of these characters, the planets, why the planets broken up this way? You have to take a little bit of time to learn about it. Otherwise, like, you know, if it's too surface, it's not meaningful to them. But the initial NFT investors, like, not everybody understands that. You have to actually take a little bit of time to appreciate Pixel Vault and MetaHero. That's where I think the opportunity is. You know, like, I look for things that where it takes a little bit of time to extract value. Like I said, everybody wants to make money now with NFTs. Everyone's like, how much money am I going to make flipping them this weekend? Well, I'm not going to play that game, right? I'm going to play the game, how much money can I make over the next 3 to 6 months? Because that's the long game, right? I think that's where the opportunity is, because other people don't appreciate that. So like, they're not willing to wait 3 to 4 months to make 5X. Great, I will. I'll wait 3 to 4 months. I'll let them take wild risks trying to flip projects on a day-to-day basis. I look for team, like always. I have to say this, guys, I'm a little bit more of a fundamental investor when it comes to NFTs than I am with equities, because it's so early on. So I do pay attention to the teams. I like the Cool Cats team. I like the Pixel Vault. I like the Pixel Vault team. I like where they're headed. I think Bored Ape is doing actually a really good job staying true to their Web3 vision, right? Like a lot of these projects, like they're Web3, but then they do things that aren't really Web3. Bored Ape is trying to truly be Web3, they were one of the first to give full IP rights to the NFT owners, right? And there's rumors that once they do this recapitalization, which will require some VC, we'll see how they pull that off, but that they would give the entire IP, all of it, out to the universe of NFT holders in Bored Ape, whether it's Bored Ape or whether it's Mutant Ape or a Kennel Club. Like that's, I look for people that are willing to take big risk and do things differently. I love that Cool Cats hired a CEO last week, a professional CEO. And I listened to their town hall and they were like, hey, you know, we don't know how to grow a company. You know, we're creators. Like, I'm like, great. There's a lot of projects out there that the creator, the artist, is still the CEO. I'm like, some artists can be amazing CEOs, but more often than not, no, right? Like, a creator is usually not the best CEO. I love projects that are willing to grow and take those big leaps and professionalize and pull in the right talent that have great teams that handle themselves well through adversity. Pixel Vault has handled itself very well through this beanie adversity the last, you know, 15 days. So yeah, team, differentiated concept. How many comic NFTs you see right now out there? How many superhero NFTs? Very unique, right? Like totally unique. Like this is not just another, you know, ape NFT project. This is not another animal, right? This is they're trying to own that space. I love differentiation. So I would say differentiation, team, and arbitrage. Arbitraging some piece of information that's being overlooked, underappreciated by the NFT investing community. And in the case of these planets, it's patience. I'm arbitraging people's lack of patience to just wait a few months to get these sidekicks.
All right. And with that, Chris, we're in an hour and 15 minutes. I think that this is a good discussion. We should do this. I don't know if we can do it once a week, but we should have like an NFT and crypto specific thing so that people who don't care, our audience on this stream is about half or less than what we normally get. So I just want to take that into consideration for the future. But we should have self-contained NFT type episodes for people who like it. And if you see an NFT show and you're not into it, you don't have to watch it. And by the way, anyone watching now probably is into it because they've been watching this long. But then we should have these conversations because it is an investable asset. It is something that you're making money on. It's something I need to learn more about. And I think we can have good discussions. But we'll do
biggest
them in self-contained.
Biggest meme coin ever next week. Biggest meme coin launch ever next week's episode. You cool with
okay,
that?
We can do that next week. But today We have Jay Powell to watch in about an hour and 15 minutes. I've got to go get a haircut before then. And we have Tesla earnings aftermarket. So I don't think we're going to be able to do any live streams unless you're available, but we'll figure that out. But we're going to wrap this one up. So if you haven't yet smashed the like button and you're still here, thank you. Smash the like button, because we did actually get more dislikes on this than our typical video too. I know you guys can't see, the dislike button isn't broken, but when you hit dislike, it lets the YouTube algorithm know that you want to see us less. And when you hit the thumbs up, it lets them know you want to see us more. So I would recommend not hitting that dislike button ever, because you want to see us. Even if you don't like our current topic, you want to see us. So
Dave, how many people do you think would have hit the dislike button
I know
back
exactly.
when I bought my first CryptoPunk? For $25,000. how many people would hit that dislike? Everybody. 99% of people would hit. Chris, what are you doing buying a stupid JPEG for $25,000?
To be honest, I think I hit the dislike button that episode.
Yes. How many people would have hit the dislike button when I spent $90,000 on a Bored Ape, you know, a couple months later? Or like, so it's I know, guys, that you don't always appreciate what we talk about, but it's our job to push and talk about things that are, you know, not maybe for everyone right this second, but I really believe in this movement. We'll see if I'm right or wrong eventually. Like, I'm putting my personal reputation on the line, not as an investment advisor, but just as someone that wants to surface something for the community. I want us to track Pixel Vault MetaHero Planet Sidekicks 0.25 ETH. Let's see what happens over the next 6 months. Give me 6 months on this trade, guys, and let's see how well I do. And I do not want you investing. You can make your own decision, go do your own research, talk amongst each other. Please don't go buy something based on one of our episodes. I beg you, please don't ever do that. Ever.
We do have people asking if we're going to do a Fed live stream in a couple of hours. I don't think that I'll be back in time, and I think that Kevin is going to cover that, so I would highly recommend watching his live stream on that one. But we'll talk about it tomorrow, because I'm sure we're doing a show tomorrow. I don't know what it's about yet, because I thought tomorrow was Tesla earnings day, so I messed up.
I just got a text. Someone bought 586 ETH of Lux just now that we were talking about, that Lux Rare token. Dave, the Lux Rare is all up your alley. All it is a token. You stake it. You'll make 600-700% a year if this continues.
That sounds more my style.
Yeah. I'm going to send this tweet to you.
Okay. Maybe send me a little step-by-step on how to do it. Maybe we can talk about it next week when we talk about the biggest shitcoin in history.
The next big meme coin. The biggest ever is about to launch. And how I am trading it. I can't wait for that episode. Guys, hit the notifications bell, because you're not going to want to miss that episode. Please give us a thumbs up. Please, even if you don't get this stuff.
Are we going to try to make Wednesday our crypto day?
I'll do crypto. I mean, I'll do NFTs any day. Any day of the week. 7 days a week. You just let me know when and where. I'm there to talk about it.
All right. I've added biggest meme coin launch ever to my calendar for 1 week from today. So if you're not subscribed, and if you should definitely hit the bell. The only way you're going to find it. We're not making yet another channel for crypto and memes and NFTs. You're just going to have to bear with us on that.
We just turn old dumb money into that channel.
And if you like, we could.
Yeah. That's a thought, Dave.
Nobody's watching us there.
I think we consider that.
That audience is so dead at this point, though. Try to get people to watch us there. I think we should
there
have live streams
have
here only.
Set up that never set up for this. So I know people that are like, "Oh, I didn't know you were on still," because they had been used to the old.
Yeah, we should have never switched. Looking back, we would have had 200,000 subs if we had just kept all the people who cared about startups, and even if they never tuned in. All the new people would have eventually found us. I messed up. I watched too many YouTubers to learn about that. All right. That's it.
We'll see you tomorrow. Okay. We have an episode tomorrow, don't we, Dave?
Yes, but we don't have anything. I was going to do Tesla earnings, and we could maybe talk about what the Fed did. We're definitely going to be doing a happy hour episode on Friday where it's stock talk, and I'm sure some crypto and memes and NFTs will slip into that.
Well, there's Tesla earnings, we've got Apple earnings, Dave. We've got Amazon earnings next week. We can talk about a ton of stuff.
Say it again?
We've got Apple earnings tomorrow, Tesla tonight. We've got Amazon next week. We've got a lot to talk about.
Apple is tomorrow?
I think so.
Maybe that's our live stream.
Maybe.
Okay. Or maybe we do something else and we also live stream that. I'm good, I think. Let me check my calendar.
All right, guys, yeah, I promise to look into Wax more this next month. Okay. I feel bad. I never like ripping on other, just because I'm not as knowledgeable on something. I promise to look more into Wax this next month. That is a commitment. Thank you guys for putting on me in the comments.
You do have a confirmation bias, because whatever you currently are is the best thing you've ever seen or heard
of. No, Dave, I've been on Wax. I was on Wax for the Funko deal, and it drove me nuts. I hated the UI of it. I couldn't stand it. I was just like, it bugged me, and I'm not seeing it. I'm not seeing it, but I'll get back on there and I know maybe it's evolved in the last.
All right. Well.
All right, guys.
What else? Is that it? Thanks for watching. Thanks for sticking with us, everybody. Those who made it to the end, look at that. We still have 450 people watching us right now. They're dropping like flies, though. We'd lost five. Let's get another update. Okay. I mean, we could just keep going. No, all 450 are still there.
No one's going to watch an hour and a half episode. They won't even start it.
No, I know. I know.
And it's going to screw me because I wanted everybody to watch this episode, and then I went to talk too
much. I think
much,
people
like
will watch it.
Then you just go on the diatribe and...
I think people who care about it will watch it.
Yeah. All right.
And you got to thanks for looking into Wax because Roger thinks you're going to love it.
I'll take a look.
Somebody thinks you should your back. Is that
Pedro wants you to smash the like button on your way out? Look at that. We have. Oh, we did. We lost 100 people watching.
Hey guys, can you do me a favor? Let's get in Pixel Vault community in the Discord, and let's get some of those guys over to Dumb Money Live. Let's get everybody in Pixel Vault watching Dumb Money Live. Let's get everybody in
Send
cool
them this episode because if you're into Pixel Vault, if you're into the Meta Hero universe, you're going to want to see this episode. So if you guys are already a part of the community there, drop this video in there.
Please do. Let's share this with the Pixel Vault Meta Hero Cool Cats community. Because listen, we talked about all of them today. We want those guys watching the show too.
And I think I ragged on the Meta Hero universe as not being something that I would personally invest in. So I hope I don't have a bunch of haters at this point.
Dave, I'm not.
I'm just the counterpoint. I have to keep this thing real.
Fine.
It's too complex and confusing for me.
Fine. All right, guys.
All right. Thanks for watching. We're Dumb Money. We'll see you tomorrow.